We begin the current daf, Mesechtas Ma'id Katan, daf Yud Tes, and begin on the bottom of your Tes Mabez, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud. We continue the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding that which is permitted to be done in the Chalash Ma'id, which is to write certain things, because as Tesar explained, these are considered Davar Ha'avad, things of loss. And then we continue with this Mishnah, continue regarding things that are not permitted to be written on Chalash Ma'id, because writing is considered a distracting Malacha, which is forbidden to be done in Chalash Ma'id. As the Mishnah begins, In Kaisvin, Shtari Chayb Ma'id, all right. Loan documents, documents of debt on Chalash Ma'id, but if the lender doesn't trust the borrower, or if the scribe doesn't have what to eat, that would permit them to write this document on Chalash Ma'id. So to increase in Svarim, Tefillin, the Mezuzah B'Moid, one's not allowed to write a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzahs on Chalash Ma'id. And you cannot even edit one letter. I feel like a Sefer Ezra, which if the gears is with an Aleph, which refers to the Sefer Torah, the authoritative Sefer Torah of Ezra HaSefer. Or if the gears is with a Hey, there was a very well edited Sefer in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, which from there they would edit all other Sefarim in the diaspora. Even that Sefer Torah cannot be edited, even one letter. Rudam, he disagrees. He says, a person could write a tefillin and mezuzahs for himself to fulfill the mitzvah, but for the public to sell through a sale, that would be considered a forbidden malacha, as the Gemara had said this idea in the Beis HaMikdash, that one cannot be a worker on Chol HaMoed, but if, let's say, he's someone that just fixes things around the house, and because of that, he gets to eat by the meals, so that's not really considered as wages. The things that are not wages, even though they're technically malachas, are permitted. So one could write Svarim, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs for himself. And as we continue to talk about Yotessim and Aleph, V'toyva al Yerecha, he could also spin threads on his thigh, meaning in through a shinoi, but not in his hand between his fingers with a spindle, because that would be the way you do it, what's called Uvd Dochel, in a normal weekday way, which is not permitted. And he could spin the thread on his thigh of tchelis for the blue wool, letzitzisai, for the tzitzis that he wants to wear, which Tosfos points out, by tefillin we didn't say to do it with a shina, because that needs uchsav tam, uchsiv tam has to be a correct lettering. You don't want to do it in a way that would change the lettering, but regarding spinning the threads, that would have to be done in an abnormal way. The Gemara brings a machlekes, turn around in the braisa, continuing on the machlekes of our Mishnah, that kaisavad and tefillin mezuzah la'atmai, like we had the opinion in our Mishnah, of Rabbi Yehuda, that one would be allowed to write tefillin and mezuzah for himself, and he could also spin threads for his tchelis of his tzitzis on his thigh, not in a normal way. And for others, he could do it, says this opinion of Divrei Meir. This is different than what Rabbi Yehuda had in the Mishnah, if it's for as a favor, but not again for getting paid for wages. Rabbi Yehuda, he says that. And he had said basically this idea in the Mishnah, just, he says, Ma'arim, a person could be crafty in a little roundabout way. What he could do technically is, he could sell his own tefillin and mezuzahs for others, and he could do this the whole Yom Tiv. Then he could go back and write for himself, because you could write for himself, he agrees to that. He's just saying, a way to sell it, and you don't have to do it as a favor, is take your own, you could sell your own, you're not working and writing it on Chalash Ma'id, and then write your own again. If you say him, he says, no, you could write and sell it in a normal way, even as the way Rashi explains it, for profit. And we're not even talking about someone who doesn't even have what to eat. And Rav Chananel directed, he psaked to Rav Chananel, that halacha is, you could write the tefillin and mezuzahs in a normal way and sell in a normal way, to make his parnasa on Chalash Ma'id. Look at the Mishnah, we said, the Rebbe said, that you could even spin the wool on his thigh in an abnormal way for the blue wool for his tzitzis. The So the person could spin the threads of the wool on his thigh of the blue wool for the tzitzis, of a little bit even, but he cannot use a stone which they would hang the thread so that it becomes very taut, very tight. That you can't do differently as. The chassid just said, no, even the stone you could use. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Mishma, he says the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Be'evan, you could use a stone, a little bit pelech, but you can't use a spindle. And the chachamim, so essentially he's saying the machlek is different than the first version, than the Tanakhama, that Rabbi Eliezer does agree you could use a stone, but just not with a pelech. Vachamim, the sage, they're the one who's being more lenient, and they're not including just a stone, they're including even a spindle could be used. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol b'chein Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yechon. So halacha, the halacha is bein me'evim me'evim pelech. They said you let a spin the thread on your thigh is with a stone or even a spindle. And halacha, the halacha is kozik gedarka mecha gedei panasas. You could write it in the normal way, the tefillin mezuzas, and you could sell it again for your profit of selling the stam, the svarim, the tefillin mezuzas. Now we continue with the halacha, the next mishnah regarding the laws of mourning, as it relates to the halachas as we compare to the halachas of Chayla Shemayit. It says in the Mishnah, a kaver es mesay, someone buries his dead. Now Tosafot points out, what we're talking about specifically the burying, is because the laws of mourning of avails actually starts, as the Gemara says later on of Chavzayin Meralv, from what's called stimas agil, when the earth is covering over the dead person. So if someone buried his dead relative, shleisha yamim, 3 days, what the significance of 3 days, says Taisus, because the primary mourning for many things is 3 days, as the Gemara tells later on over there in Chavzayin Mabez, that the first 3 days are for Bechir, for the real crying. So if someone buried his relative 3 days, Koidin L'Regel, before the Yomtiv, so as we said, since the primary mourning is only 3 days, so once he already had 3 days before the Yomtiv, and then Yomtiv happens, Bat Lehemene Gezerah Shiva, that has abolished from him the decree of what we call the Shiva of the 7 days of mourning, where that is after the Yomtiv, he doesn't have to count anymore and continue for the Shiva. Now, if let's say Shmeina, let's say he buried his relative, meaning the loss was 8 days before the Yomtiv, then Batla Min Gezer Shleshem, then actually it takes away the whole need for the decree of the halacha of keeping certain laws of mourning of what we call Shleshem of 30 days, because since he already started 1 day of the Shleshem, he doesn't have to keep any of it after Yomtiv from the laws of Shleshem. Rather, right away he would be permitted to do certain types of laundering and hair cutting. And Mipnei Sha'amr, because they said that if, let's say, Shabbos happens during his days of his Shiva, of the Avelis, so Shabbos Oila. So Shabbos counts towards the counting of the 7 days of Shiva. And Ve'inim Afsekes, it doesn't stop the Shiva, which is after Shabbos. You have to continue throughout the 7 days of mourning, counting Shabbos as one of the 7 days. Whereas Regalim, and this is where with the Halacha Tumar in their Mishnah, but we're going to get Metavim, Mafsikin. It does stop. So if someone buries his relative 3 days before the Yomtiv, so that totally just cuts off the mourning of the Shiva. And after Yomtiv, you don't have to conclude, which you never got a chance to have a full Shiva, you don't have to conclude that after the Yomtiv. Now, same time as Ve'in and Oilin. So it's like the inverse of Shabbos. If someone buried his dead relative on the Yomtiv, so that won't stop the decree of the Shiva. And this is what the second half of the halacha is saying. The days of the Yomtiv don't count towards the 7 days of the Avelis. Rather, after the Yomtiv, let's say you have to wait a few days till Yomtiv is over, that's when you're going to start 7 days of Avelis. You won't count the days from the Petiri. You're going to count from after Yomtiv 7 days. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, he says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, where the significance of that regarding this law of Yomtiv as it relates to Avelis, is Shavuos doesn't have anymore a halachic significance of 7 days. Which, although the Yom Tov Shavuot is only 1 day in Eretz Yisrael, but it has 7 days in regards to how you can make up your karbanos hachak that you're supposed to bring on the Yom Tov. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no significance of making any karbanos, so it's only in this totality 1 day. So he says, now at Seres Keshabbos, Shavuos is like Shabbos, which just like Shabbos, it counts towards the Shiva and it won't stop the Shiva. Although Shavuos is one of the Shalosh Regalim, it won't have the same halach as a regal. It's not like a 7 day event, it's going to be like a Shabbos, which is 1 day. He says, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, which are also this 1 day Yom Tov, are Kiragalim. So though it's 1 day, he says, but ultimately they are a regel, even though it's not one of the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and therefore, again, it will be Mafsik and it will not be Oila. The sages say, they disagree with both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel, and that is the opposite of both. Rather, Shavuos is like a Yom Tov, because it is one of the Shalosh Regalim, whereas Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are Kishabbos, because ultimately they're only 1 day, which is like Shabbos, whereas Shavuos, ultimately when the Beis HaMikdash was around, it was like an element of 7 days, and if it doesn't lose that, and if it will be like a regular, so the opposite of those two opinions. Now, Amar Ravi qualifies this teaching of our Mishnah, that once you started, you finished the first three, and that stops the Shiva, or you went day eight and it stopped the Shleishim. So he qualifies that teaching. He says, Gezeras, the decree of the Shleishim, that's what we mean the Mishnah is Batlu. If you went to day eight, so the decree of Shleishim, it was nullified. But Yamim Le Batlu, it doesn't nullify the 30-day period, where that halachas still apply. And Rapunah said Gezeirah's butler. It's only the decree of the Shleshim that has been nullified if it's already day 8 and then it's already starts Yom. But Yomam Lebutler, but the days have not been nullified. Rav Sheshes Amei disagrees. Says, no, I feel Yom Nama Batlu. Even the days have been nullified. So the Gemara explains, my time of Yom Lebatlu, what's the reason why the days are not nullified? In other words, for what halacha are you telling me if you tell me the Gezeirah Shleshim are not applicable? And what does it mean that the days are still applicable? Which means to say, she'im legilach erev erdegel, that if the person, the mourner, did not take a haircut on Erev the Yom Tov, which, since the Shleshim was not applicable anymore, on Erev Yom Tov, because it was already past the Shiva, it was already one day into the Shleshim, so he was supposed to take a haircut before the Yom Tov, and he didn't? Oh, so although the Gezeirah Shleshim wasn't there anymore, the days are still there, and therefore, aslegalech acharegel, now he cannot take a haircut anymore after the Yom Tov, for the 30 days, meaning once Yom Tov is coming, so it's nullifying it. So you already could take a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. You didn't? So although the Gezeirah Shleshim wasn't there, but the Yom are still there, now you're still going to have to keep now the rest of the Shleshim that you cannot take a haircut. As we continue to Mitbeis, but Tanya, and this is what we learned in the Braisa. HaKreves Meisai, Shleshi Yom Kreim Nuregel. If someone buried his close relative 3 days before the Yom Tov, so already past 3 days, but Lemin Gezeirah Shiva, if it starts Yom Tov then, so he doesn't have to keep the rest of Shiva. Shemayni Yom Kodem Regel, if he was already 8 days before the Yom Tov, already passed the Shiva, already 1 day into the Shleshim period. So Betlem and Gzeir Shleshim, so that nullifies the decree of the Shleshim. Umegaleich Erev Regel, and therefore he could take a haircut before the Yom Tov. Im Legilich Erev Regel, and this is the point that we're showing from the Braisa. If he didn't take a haircut before the Yom Tov, although he said Betlem and Gzeir Shleshim, us Legaleich Acher Regel, that means the Yom are not Betl, that you're not allowed to take a haircut after the Yom Tov. Because the Yom are still there, you still have the Shleshim period. Now Abishalom, he says, no, mutaligalech acharegel, and that would sound like the other pin that we brought, that you're allowed to take care of it after the Yom Tov. Shekashem shemitzah shleishim avatelas gezeirah shiva, because just like when the person buries his relative 3 days before the Yom Tov, he doesn't have to keep any of the shiva after the Yom Tov. It totally nullifies the decree of the shiva. Kach mitzah shiva avatelas gezeirah shleishim, so too, if someone buries his relative 7 days before the Yom Tov, it totally is mavatel, nullifies the decree of the Shleshim, and even if he did not take a haircut before the Yom Tov, he could take a haircut after the Yom Tov. But the Gemara wonders regarding the wording. What does it mean, Shiva? What do you mean, so too, if he had 7 days before Yom Tov, then that you're already done with the Shiva, nullifies the Shleshim, but vanat shemindut number, we learned that it has to be 8 days before Yom Tov, so that you at least went 1 day into the Shleshim. But if you didn't go, even though you finished the Shiva, but you didn't go 1 day into the Shleshim, which is the remaining 23 days, so then it's not going to nullify the Shleshim. Says the Gemara, Ksava Abishal, who is the Tana we were just quoting, he holds Mikzas Yom Kukula, which recorded this on the previous daf, that part of the day is like the whole day. So the Yom Shvi, so essentially being part into the 7th day of the Shiva, is Oyle L'kan L'kan, is going to count like even part of the day is like the whole day was done already. And then the 2nd half of the day is like it's already part of the 8th day. And therefore, you already started the Shleshim period, and therefore it's going to be Batl, even if it's only 7 days before the Yom Tov, not 8 days. Now, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rabbeinu Bar Shila, says, Halacha Kabashal, Halacha is like Abashal, which says, it would seem Halacha is like him, and whatever he disagrees with the Tana Kama, both regarding Mitzvah Yom Kekula, and both regarding that if you did not take a haircut before the Yom Tov, you could still take it even after the Yom Tov. Now, Umayin Mecham L'Abashal, now the Chacham agree to Abashal, and we quoted this also in the previous daf, that Keshachal Shemini Shalaylis B'Shabbos Erev Erdegel, if the 8th day of the Shleshim period falls out to be on Shabbos, Erev the Yom Tov, so although they generally hold that the 7th day is totally Shiva, you can't say like, oh, it's part, is already like the whole thing, and the rest of the day is like already from the Shleshim. But in this case, they hold Shemut L'Galeich B'Erev Shabbos, which is part of day 7, because day 8 you can't take a haircut, even though it's Erev Yom Tov, because it's on Shabbos. Then they would agree that you could take a haircut on Erev Shabbos, which is really on day 7. Now, says Gemara, Kaman Azla Hod Amar Rav Amram Amar Rav. According to which opinion is Rav Amram Rav going with when he says the following halacha? Avil, a mourner, Kimin she'amdu menachem me'etzlai, once those who are coming to console him get up from him, meaning on the 7th day of Shiva, once they get up and they leave, Mutter Berchitza, you're already allowed to bathe yourself, it's already like the Shiva's over, even though it's still on the 7th day. So the Gemara, come on, who's that like? It's Kabashal, that he says that yes, the 7th day can count for both the 7th and for 8th day, so it's like really considered part of the 8th day, which already you nullified the Gezeirah Shleshim, like we said, if it falls on Erev Yom Tov, that's when Shiva's over, when they get up, because it's already considered like now as part of the 8th day. Now, Amar Abaye says, Allah Gabashol b'yim Shiva. He says specifically, Allah Gabashol regarding to the halach of the 7th day, that's already like, if it's 7 days before the Yom Tov, it's already considered mevatel the Shleshim. Umayim Mecham L'Abashol. Now, the Chum agreed to Abashol b'yim Shleshim on day 30, regarding the burying of his bed, of his dead, that he's allowed to take a haircut, that you don't need to have a complete 30 days, that the 30th day itself, the mina mixism kikuli, we would say, they would agree over there, although by the shabbat they disagree, you have to have the whole day. By the shleishim, they would agree that the 30th day, that even part of the day is like the whole day itself. Now Rav Amahid, this is a different version. He says, no, halacha kabashol b'yam shleishim. Halacha is like kabashol on the 30th day, the mixism is kikuli. But in halacha kabashol b'yam shiva, halacha does not fall like him on the shiva, and actually, no, you have to keep the entire shiva, and you're not going to say mixism kikuli. Now, but nardoi, I mean, but the nardoi, they say, halacha kabashol, bazu, halacha kabashol, be both day 7 and day 30. And the reason for that is the Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, halacha gedera makeup oval. Halacha is like the motlin interpretation by the laws of mourning. So both by the Shiva and by the Shleishim, we're going to say the last day is like, even just part of the day, is already like it was already finished already. Now, the Gemara clarifies, Shleishim yam menolan. This whole idea of the Shleishim, of the 30 days, where do we know that all 30 days after the burial, that it's forbidden for the mourner to get a haircut? Because the Olav Para Paraminaz, we learned out Exer Shava, where it says over here by morning para, and it says by Nazar para. Except it says over here by Yikro, when the Kahanim, their brothers, Nadav Avir, had passed away. So Hashem told them, Rishaychem al tefro, that your hair, you should not let it grow long. Rather, you should cut your hair. The inference is, but all other mourners are obligated to let their hair grow long. Now, Uksiv Hasim, now how long is long? Uksiv Hasim, so it says the word tefro. It says over there by Midbar also, by the Nazar Gadol Para, his hair should grow long, which is Sahar Reisha, the hair of his head. Now, Malhal and Shleishim, just like when they use the word para, and it means that the Nazar should keep his hair growing for 30 days. Afkan Shleishim, also by the mourner, he should keep his hair growing for 30 days. He should not take a haircut with him 30 days. Now, says Yimah Bahasim Nalim, what do we know? By the Nazar, it means his hair should grow for 30 days. So, Rav Masna, he says, because Tam Nazir, Shleishim Yem, because unspecified Nazir says for 30 days. My time, what's the reason? Because Amakra, the Pasuk says, by Midbo, when it's told by the Nazar, says, Kodesh Yeh, he's going to be holy. Now, Yeh, is Begamatria, the numerical value of the word Yeh is plus now is 30, because Yud, the numerical value is 10. All the letters are Aleph base, each one is a number higher than the other one. Hey is 5, Yud is 10, and Hey is 5, for a total of 30. So you see that Nazir is 30, so too by the Aval, the here should be growing for 30 days. Now, Amar Avhun Barid Bishui says, Hakol Moidim. Now, everyone agrees, I mean, even Abishal, who says, Mixazim Kahuli, that part of the day is like the whole day was done, Keshachol Shlish Shalayli is Erev Yamtiv, but if day 3 is Erev Yamtiv, that would be forbidden to bathe until the evening, because although by day 30 and by day 7, which are different periods of completion of mourning, that then he said mixim kikula, but by day 3, you need to have the whole 3 days up until the evening, and by the evening, you could either wash yourself with cold, or you could wait till Chol Shemayit and wash with hot, because obviously on Yom Tov, you can't just warm up hot water for bathing, but then it would have to be a full 3 days. Now, regarding this halacha, Amar Rav Nechemya Barei de Bishui says, Ashkechasinu l'rav papi u'l'rav papa. I encountered Rav Papi and Rav Papa. The Asper Kama, they were sitting, they were saying, halacha, Rav Hun, Rav Shul, halacha is like him with what he just said, that even the more lenient interpretation of Abishol would agree that for the first 3 days, that is the full 3 days. Ikedami, the Uzzah say a slightly different version, that Amna Rav Chemya Bereda Rav Yosef, here in this version, it's not Bereda Rav Shul, it's Bereda Rav Yosef. He says, Ashkechasinu l'rav papi u'l'rav papa, not that they were saying about Rav Hun, Rav Shul, that they, with Rav Hun Rebbe Yeshua, they all three were sitting, they asked for coming, they were saying, this halacha of HaKol Moed, everyone agrees, Shemchal Shlishi Shalai Lis Erev Regal, that if day 3 turns out to be an Erev, the Yom Tov, Sha'asa Berechitza Erev, that's forbidden to bathe up until the evening, that you have to have a full 3 days before the Yom Tov. Now, Boimene Abai in the Gers is Mirabah. Abai asks Mirabah, Kivre Beregal, if someone buries his relative on Yom Tov, on the Chol HaShemayit, Regal Oyle Lamin Shleishim, does the Yom Tov count now for the period of the Shleishim period? Oh, ain't regal oilam in the shleishim, or maybe that the yomtiv itself does not count for the shleishim period, as the Gemara explains. The minyan shiva leikum ibayli, regarding the counting of the shiva period, that there's no question to me, because most definitely does not count for that, because the leinaga mitzvah shiva beregel, and this we had said this halacha in the Mishnah, but it explained the reason is because there are no halachas of shiva during the yomtiv. It's not forbidden to wear shoes, you don't turn over the beds. Now, Tosafot does point out, however, what's called dvarim shebitzina, things that are discreet, one does, but at least the public a display of avelas of shiva does not apply in the yom tov, so there you can't count it towards the shiva. The question I have is leminyan shleishim for the counting of the shleishim period. To kanaga mitzvah shleishim beregel, you actually do keep the halachas of shleishim during the yom tov, because on Chol HaMoed also you're not allowed to do certain types of pressing of the clothing and of haircuts, which is the same halachas like the shleishim. So ultimately, you are keeping the halachas of shleishim during the Chol HaMoed. So my word, the halacha, would you count it or not? Amalei, so he said to him, Eino Eila, no, it does not count, just like the Shiva doesn't count, the Shleshim doesn't count, and you wouldn't start your counting for the Shiva period and also for the Shleshim period until after Yom Tov is over.